5 o'clock. Time for sports report. The January sales yield little for Euston's Giants as Harrods attack give little away. Mother's madness water spray, but extensive labour results in semi-final berth. And Frank the Tank go on the spank as Yorkshire Rippers are torn apart. And now it's over to James Flash Gordon for the classified cup results.
BFFL quarter-final, second leg. Calves Little Winker, 2. Mother's Madness, 0. Mother's Madness go through 8-5 on aggregate. Stephen Warnock Roadshow, 7. Bear Eggers, 14. Bear Eggers win 14-11 on aggregate. Harrods Attack, Little at the back, 3. Yoss's Giants, 1. And Harrods Attack, Little in the back, go through 21-13 on aggregate. Yorkshire Rippers 3, Frank the Tank 7, and Frank the Tank go through 26-4 on aggregate.
I imagine they'll be dancing in the streets of Bayer Eggers on news of that result tonight. Anyway, without further ado, we're going to go to SVFL headquarters for the semi-final cup draw. Come in, SVFL headquarters, can you hear us?
Hello, Bevo, can you hear me?
Hello there! Is that SVFL headquarters?
No, it's just me, James.
Okay, you stood next to me, so we'll get on with the draw then.
Okay, I'm going to draw the home teams.
Just remind the people at home who's in the hat.
Okay, in the hat tonight are Mother's Madness, after she beat off Cal's Little Winker. After she beat off Cal's Little Winker. Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, Mother's Madness, please, you're a mother. Oh, that's disgusting. that's abused me. Bear Eggers is also now after knocking off Stephen Warnock Roadshow. Harrods Attack Little in the back, beat off yourself. Joy Yoss's Giants. It was pleasurable. And Frank the Tank, the little fat packer.
You don't get this in the FA Cup.
No, he's in there as well. So I'd just like to point out at this stage that Bevo or myself, we've both been knocked out of the cup now, so neither of us have any interest, so this is all,
it's all legit.
Okay, do you want to draw the first one?
I'm drawing
it's in the top of a candle, which we're also smelling at the moment, these things. Ready?
Okay, I'm going in then.
Go.
And the first team in the SVFL Cup semi-final at home is Mother's Madness.
Mother's Madness, first time the draw.
Mother's Madness, okay, James. Do you want to draw the away team?
The away team. Okay, I'm opening it now. It's in a little yellow.
Will it be Tom? A local derby?
It is Tom.
Ooh,
is it against Lynn?
Tom against Lynn.
The back. Little at the back. Tom against Lynn.
It's the one we all predicted, but we didn't think would happen.
So no final for those two.
Interesting. Interesting semi-final. I think most guys will be on that. Okay, this should just be a formality, but we need to do it.
It's the home team you're looking for. A big leg though, home first leg.
Okay, and the home leg is Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank, the fat little fucker. And guess, you're not going to believe who's up
there. Is it me?
No, you got knocked out, it's Bayer Eggers.
It's Bayer Eggers.
Bayer Eggers.
Those are some juicy ties there. Okay.
You can't get past the first one, by the way.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so let's go.
Okay, that concludes the SVFL Cup semi-final draw. And we'll now get on with the rest of the podcast, and we've got a special treat for you tonight.
Special treat.
As our guest is none other than the emerging threat of the Crack Commandos of SVFL Company.
There's no stopping what can't be stopped. No killing what can't be killed.
That's right, it's Gurdy Joseph.
Oh,
Gurdy,
hi there, Joseph.
Son of a bitch.
How's it going, Gurdy? Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
We thought we'd invite you because you were here
anyway. Yeah. Everyone else lives down. Including Pete Shilton, who we led to believe is somewhere on the B4576 in an orange
bed. Is that a real road? Where is that? Where can we locate?
So
where does Pete Shilton live?
I don't know, actually. Leicester.
Well, I imagine Ipswich.
Leicester or Ipswich.
I think Ipswich. So the B5, what was it again?
Probably the B579.
79, yeah. That seems to be different figures. This is actually recorded, so we can go back.
We'll go back and check it later, shall we?
Okay. How come the podcast, doesn't it? We've been going for 46 minutes.
I just noticed that.
How's that working?
Strange, isn't it? We'll figure that out another time.
Okay. Anyway, Pete, hello.
Hello.
So, we've called you here to have an interview.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So, I guess we should interview
him. Yeah. So,
first question. Oh, you got one?
I was just going to ask him how he thinks his season's going.
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. Yeah, yeah.
Who've been the real sort of star players for you?
I think there's a few. I think my strikers are top class. I've got Benny McCarthy and
he's done well.
What's his name?
Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy,
and I've also got Obafemi up front. And I think that's
feminine sounding strikers. They are Jenny McCarthy and Obafemi.
Obafemi.
Especially Obafemi Martins. He started off a bit slow, but for you, he's come good the last few months.
The last few couple of months before Christmas, I can see he was coming back on form. Yeah. So, yeah, he's done really, really well. We're really proud of him at the club.
Yeah. This is a professionalism.
Of course, you're
statement about that at this time.
You're up to seventh in the league, just below Yorkshire Rippers, who you're buying for the non-auction managers.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're just seeing how the season goes on. Obviously, it's still early days at the moment, so.
It's about halfway through,
but yeah. It doesn't matter. We'll just plod along and see how things go. There's,
Anyway, we always talk about football. What are you going to do then?
Always talk about football. This is the fucking.
Yeah, I'll come back up to the football later.
Yeah. How's your cooking?
Cooking's good.
Good. Coming along.
How's it good?
What's your favourite colour?
Red.
Red?
Funny you should mention that. We've had a text message in.
Oh, really? Let's have a look.
It claims that they were once involved with you in a football quiz.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. And a question came out, didn't it? Do you want to read out the question?
Oh, hold on. What
colour won the... what colour was the goal or something like that?
You've lost it.
We've lost it.
Gone. Good night. Okay.
No.
Thanks for joining us. Why is it on 49 minutes?
I don't know.
The audience don't want to know.
They're big audience. We'll sort that out in editing.
I was actually thinking, what car do you drive?
Funny enough, I've got a new car.
Just don't mention any product.
It's got four wheels.
Okay.
Steering wheel. It's got a radio cassette.
It's like a Fiat, doesn't it?
It begins with F. Yeah.
New cars,
but yeah. So I've got one of those.
The best a man can get.
Anyway, as you're one of our first guests, we've decided to try something out. First time and everything.
Okay.
It's a quiz show. It's obviously new to the podcast, and it's basically guest challenges. The co-chairman of the Fantasy League, and this week we're going to ask a number of football-related questions, five in total. Think of it as like a penalty shootout. Okay. And he's going to take on one of the co-chairmen, and I think this week it's James King's turn.
Hello.
That's James King.
Hello.
And
I'm looking forward to this.
Obviously, James is the home team, so he gets to choose whether he wants to go first or second.
Okay.
And
I'll be happy to accept the challenge.
Johnny Good.
Let's go.
Okay.
I'll go first.
Do you want to go first? Okay, here we go then. Question one.
Hello.
This is James King.
Hello.
Why is Liam Brady nicknamed Chippy? This is good.
This is really annoying because I've heard this question before. I remember not knowing the answer, and then recently I read something and I thought, so that's the answer. And I thought, I'll always keep that in my mind because if I ever get asked it again, I'll remember it. Guess what?
What?
I can't remember it.
Wow.
It's because he ate chips.
Okay, I'm going to have to hurry you.
That's an answer I've heard before, and I can't remember that my crap answer last time, but that's the actual fact.
I'm just going to repeat the question again. Why is Liam Brady nicknamed Chippy?
Yeah, he likes chips.
That is the exact same answer I have on my card. It's because he likes chips.
I thought it was. I remember.
I can remember that. Anyway. That's 1-0.
That penalty went well,
The keeper dived the right way, got off hand to it, but he just was slightly too strong for him. So it was a close one.
Doesn't sound like a very good keeper. Who was the keeper?
Well, technically it was Deep.
Oh, But a lovely guess. What's your question?
The question was really the keeper.
What's the question?
Okay, OD, it's 1-0. Which national squad calls upon Aston Villa goalkeeper Thomas Sorensen?
Oh my god.
You don't know?
Language, please.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Oh my god, you know what?
You don't know that?
Oh my word. Oh my word. It's a really obvious answer.
It is. Why don't you give it?
Because I can't remember. Actually, it.
Can I have to hurry you?
I'll say Danish.
You Danish?
He's not Danish.
It was Denmark, well done.
Yeah.
Again, that was one that sort of, you know, the keeper palmed the net, close one there.
What would you have said?
That was a question from Dee, aimed at James.
Hello. I was giving you grief, because I just realised I heard the question wrong. I thought it was, where did Thomas Sorensen, what club did he play at? And I was laughing, thinking, no, it's played in New Villa. And then you said Denmark, so I laughed at you. Okay. I thought, that's Aston Villa. And I realised that I got the question wrong.
I did say Aston Villa in the question.
Yeah.
So
but that's...
They don't usually reveal the answer.
I'm obviously a cock.
Okay.
Can I just point out, I gave up smoking gear about 2 months ago. And I deep brought some round. I thought, well, a couple wouldn't hurt. I've had three now, and I just heard the question wrong. So, do you think there's a link? Because I've been quite sharp.
Possibly,
yeah. Anyway, on to your second question, James.
What was that? Possibly, yeah. I'll just move on.
Well, you know...
We were talking. I feel like...
there's a quiz going on here. I'm Quizmaster.
Okay, Seabark, carry on.
Okay, here we go. Which club supporters waved inflatable Harry the Haddock in the 1980s? You got any ideas on that one, Dee?
Not really.
It's a difficult question. I'm
very tough. It's a tough
one. We don't like to make them too easy. I mean, this is the penalty shootout versus the co-chair.
Portsmouth.
No, I'm afraid it was Grimsby.
I thought it would be an O-League club.
So
what? Brilliant. Well done. What?
He's not chosen the league for nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's 2-1 to Deep. And
is it?
Deep.
No, it's 1-0.
It's 1-0.
Then you get that.
Yeah,
that's my first question.
Oh, right, okay, beg your pardon.
Mr. Fuss, hold on, Mr. Fuss. I challenge and go to Hawkeye.
I'm going to call my agent.
Really? Who's your agent?
Some bloke.
Go on then, let's hear you.
Come right back.
I feel like you haven't at all. Carry on.
You're trying to be big on the radio.
But. Got an agent for what? Answering questions.
Second question. Okay. Which rocking resort hosted the Ferdinand and Friends end of the 1999-2000 season sex video? That's which rocking resort hosted the Ferdinand and Friends end of season sex video?
Sex video.
That's right, sex video.
That's
right. Think of rocking resorts.
Well, can you just read the question out one more time?
Okay, Rio Ferdinand did a sex video with Friends. Mm-hmm. Which rocking resort did he do it in?
Oh my word, think of resorts.
Think of Rio Ferdinand, he's a bit of a spacker.
Yeah,
where's he going to go?
Yes, that.
Men camp.
He's not going to go anywhere classy, is he?
No. Well, I'll have a guess at Brighton.
I'll have a guess at Straight Fries.
No, it was a resort, I'll just point that out.
Butland. Ibiza.
It's not your question.
I know, but I'm under
resort.
But I thought he'd answer it and get it wrong. That's why I'm saying my answer.
Well, it could be anywhere.
He had his answer.
He's the equivalent of running up the penalty spot, pausing, then running up again, a bit more, pausing,
and then strike.
And he's going to strike now?
No, I really don't know.
Oh, he's missed. He was Iron Napa.
Iron Napa.
Okay.
I said Ibiza. So
that went way over the bar.
Ooh.
Okay, so it's James' third question.
Third question.
One all.
Ooh.
Okie dokie. Right. What was Antonio Cabrini?
Can I just say, even though I haven't heard the whole question, this sounds like a really tough one.
What was Antonio Cabrini the first to miss in a World Cup final? What was Antonio Cabrini first to miss in a World Cup
final? This is my answer, I just speculate, okay. I wonder if it's his mum.
He was
the first one to miss his mum in a World Cup final. He was like playing a game. He was like, oh my god, I miss my mum, I'm here playing football. And when she's at home and I just want to cuddle. Is that the answer?
I can confirm that his mother died many years before.
Oh, okay, so it's... Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. so that makes it likely. But I'm not going to go for that answer. I mean, the obvious answer must be penalty kick, but, or...
taking his run up.
I mean, that must be. I can't think of anything.
He shoots. He scores. It's a penalty kick. Yeah, that's 2-1. Okay, over to Deep's third question. Deep, you need this to draw level.
Okay.
Good idea.
What first sat
Hello.
In the winter of 1963?
Seven with some first.
What first sat in the winter of 1963?
Ooh. Oh, I know. It's winter 63.
Think back all those years.
I think I know.
Same year that John F. Kennedy was assassinated.
Does it go over?
No, I'm afraid.
You could ask.
What
could
sat?
You.
I could ask. Yeah. What sat in the season of?
Think about football and what sits.
Shut up with the quiz.
That's what I'm thinking.
Or it's a football quiz. I'm going to have to hurry you.
I'll just say a lot of snow, winter.
Yeah, that's
what I was. It's the obvious answer, but I'm afraid it wasn't the correct one. No, it wasn't FIFA, I'm afraid.
I'm on the Comcast.
Again, with the swearing, please.
Sorry, children.
It was actually the
kids, don't do drugs.
The what?
Pool panel. When did FIFA, do you reckon? Was that that?
Well, that's the year before. Yeah. Jules Rimet, 1930s.
Yeah, 30s. Okay, good call.
Okay, third penalty question to James King. No, fourth penalty.
Yeah, question. And
it's 2-1 up. 2-1 up. Yeah. Okay.
Hello.
Who did careers... An Young Hwan scored a golden goal against in World Cup 2002 to find himself sacked by a club in that country.
Oh no, yeah, Italy.
Yeah, that's a straightforward conversion there. Straight down the middle, sent the keeper the wrong way. Okay, over to you, Dee. This is a must win question, really, because you're 3-1 down and you've only got two questions left, so you have to get this right.
What's the score?
3-1 then.
3-1.
Yeah, but so if he gets this with you, then it's the final.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. Which country, once banned by FIFA, will host the 2010 World Cup?
Seven more
times.
Oh, I didn't know it.
Which country, once banned by FIFA, will host the 2010 World Cup? Because this is 3 years away. The World Cup in 2010 will be in South Africa. That's correct. That brings it back to 3-2.
3-2, so this is to win.
This is to win.
I'm doing my runner. I'm just, bear with me, I'm just going to pull my socks up.
Okay.
Hold on.
You ready?
I need my sock.
Hurry up.
What, this isn't dead air. I'm pulling my socks up. I'm
pulling your socks up, mate.
Okay.
Oh dear. Okay. I'm not, I don't think that's going to help.
How the fuck just happened behind me? Sorry, that's not for the radio.
Yeah. Go. Which Northern Seaside squad... first to gain automatic promotion to the league after winning the Vauxhall Conference in 1987. It's a difficult question.
Say it again, I've got an idea.
Which Northern Seaside squad were first to gain automatic promotion to the league after winning the Vauxhall Conference in 1987?
That's a tough thing. Tough one.
Got your socks rolled up.
Was that Into the Football League?
The truth is I don't know. There's one team that keeps coming in my head and I'm going to say it might be really foolish. It's possibly very foolish. I'm going to say Morecambe.
Ooh, not bad, but it's actually Scarborough.
I was going to
say... Fucking hell, my head, I'm the only other team out of my country.
I was going to say... I was going to say Hull.
Okay, we're reaching an exciting climax now.
So if he gets it...
Then it's sudden death.
That would be a first for the podcast. Okay, Dee. Okay, why was 16 yards of tape required in early football matches? 16 yards of tape.
I got it. 16 yards. On, Dee. I got this one.
What's 16 yards in football?
What's with the fucking clues?
I was just sort of repeating the question.
Is it to measure the...
I don't think you are. I'd like to challenge that.
Would you like me to ask another question?
No, carry on, but I...
Was it to measure the... the box where the goal is, yeah.
Measure the box where the goal is?
Yeah.
So the penalty area, you mean?
Yeah, penalty area. Not the penalty spot, but the area.
Is that your final answer?
It's not.
I'm going to have to hurry you now, Dee.
Who's refereeing?
Is that a clue?
Is it Fabio Colina?
That's my final answer.
I'm afraid it's the wrong answer. It was to measure the distance for the
crossbar. Oh, the goal.
Yeah.
The crossbar. So.
Yeah, the full answer, I'll give you the full answer. Yeah.
By the way,
was to serve as a crossbar.
Okay.
Okay, well done, Coach Hemming James King.
I won.
Well done, James.
Wins the penalty shootout.
Don't shake my hand.
Well done.
First of all, we look forward to having guests in the future. Who have we got in?
I believe next week is Peter Shilton.
I know we had Darren Day. Is he still booked?
Darren Day, yes, but it depends who he's nobbing that week.
Okay, why is that relevant?
Well, because he nobs a lot of people, so yeah. It depends whether he's available. Usually behind his girlfriend's back, allegedly.
That's lovely.
Okay, so that was the first co-chairman penalty shootout versus our guest, and it went the way of the co-chairman. How did you feel about that, Dee?
Sorry.
I mean, I was as deep as miffed.
You take the really don't. Yeah. I mean, I guess you're used to being on the training pitch, dealing with players and
managers.
I'm not convinced he's ever been on the training pitch, just so. 27. Why are you making stuff up? Just because we're doing a podcast.
Why is this
putting deep in this fantasy world? What are you talking about? Yeah, like you're the coach.
Do you like our studio, Dave?
Yeah, it's very nice. Yeah, it's very good.
This is my kitchen.
I'm surprised.
It's a very high-tech studio. Oh. It does have a kitchen with it.
Yeah.
That's my kitchen.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so what do you think of our podcast then?
Good.
I would have seen that, yeah. It's rubbish.
So, what's next on the agenda?
That's over to me. Alright, well, I'll give you a conversation. I understood you covered the papers earlier, Dee.
Here they are.
Brilliant. Okay.
You've
highlighted this by putting a little, what's that, post-it note in the side so I can reach to the page. And,
broke the paper.
Okay, I've just ripped the paper.
Just like to say, papers provided by Bob's convenience store.
You picked that story where the paper would come from my sister's stationers, for fuck's sake.
No, I meant the papers.
Those papers.
Yeah, of course, newspapers came from Pulp in Nailsworth.
Yeah, that's good.
If you can go there for all your paper needs.
So a man got his head bitten by a lion, and a man got his head bitten by a shark deep.
How would you fight that off?
How would you beat it off?
Surely they're dead.
I would poke them in the eye, I think.
Or both of them.
Possibly.
What circumstance would a lion and a shark attack someone at the same time? Describe that scene for us.
Have you not been to a zoo?
A zoo, where they keep big sharks.
Yeah.
Okay,
with
right. The
tiger.
Just run it through.
Okay, there's obviously the shark attack.
Yeah.
And there's the lion enclosure.
Yeah,
and a man falls into the shark tank, smashes through, and it falls into the shark. No, the lion.
And then
the lion.
How he gets in that situation.
Well, and the lion jumps in.
The lion jumps in. The shark's on top of him. He's in the shark's mouth. The lion's attacking his balls or something. he's in a bit of strife.
I can't see that.
Okay, let's take the situation separately. They're both in their natural environment.
You loved it. I admit you were wrong to make the statement in the first place.
As I was saying.
Yeah. Bevo.
We've moved on from that now.
I made a mistake.
Anyone's wrong.
Bevo, let it go. Right. Just let it go. Just relax.
It did happen. So, you're scuba diving, okay? You've had a nice successful day scuba diving, you're coming back to your boat, all of a sudden, whoa, out of nowhere,
a lion jumps in.
No, not a lion, a shark. A shark comes out of the depths, like that. if any of you have seen Planet Earth and David Attenborough, you'll know what a shark in the depths looks like. But it comes out, it grabs you, you're in its mouth. How do you fight it off?
Poke it in the eye.
Poke it in the eye. But you're in its mouth!
And that is what Ron Twattingdale did from Leicester, who was
you
attacked.
You believe that? Punched you in the eye!
Oh.
And he survived.
True. But it did, I think he did it with a rock tool.
I'm not so sure.
I read that. He did it with a rock tool. He was looking for rocks with his tool in the water, and then a great white bit his head. And he went, oh, get off me, you can. And the great white bit his, sorry about the swearing, bit his stomach. And he went, oh, you
great white.
You great white.
He wouldn't say that in the water. Anyway.
And they stabbed him with a rock tool, all finger, if you believe you. And he survived. And then when he got to the top, he said, yeah, I stabbed him.
He looked pretty messed up, didn't he?
Yeah, and then he got fucked. I'm like, is he even alive still?
Fucked by the shark too.
No, he got messed up. And but then, go for breakfast this morning, we read in the Daily Star or some shit, that some fella got attacked by a lion.
And he survived.
Yeah, and he attacked with a pen.
Attacking him with a pen. Yeah.
Right, did you read that?
I didn't read that.
So it says, the headline is, man beats off a lion with a pen, or with a beats off all the time. Anyway, he fights him off with a pen, right?
Yeah.
And so you look at the little caption where you usually say, there'll be a picture of a lion, and say, lion in the caption. Yeah. There's a cougar.
It's a cougar. They call it the mountain
lion. So just to clarify, the headline is Man Beats Off Lion.
It's slightly bigger than a domestic cat.
And there's a picture of a cougar. Mm. So he actually fell for
a cougar.
Yeah. But his face was fucked. He looked like that Burns guy from Trump in the fall of Simon West.
Simon Weston, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It did look like that.
If Simon's listening, oh, you're an inspiration to us all.
Yeah, I saw it. I had a burnt face.
What a hero. Oh, he burnt his face. Richard Hammond was Man of the Year.
But if he hadn't done what he did, we'd all be speaking.
Richard Hammond was a Man of the Year.
But the same could be said of Richard Hammond.
But we'd all be speaking.
We would all be speaking up and telling if he hadn't crashed that car. But he's Man of the Year for crashing a speeding car.
He's
Man of the Year. Man of the Year, but Metro Man of the Year. Well done, you're Man of the Year because you're.
We were having this conversation the other day. How do you define a metrosexual? And we decided it was depends on how you do your scarf.
Is that whoever? Oh, that wasn't me.
That was someone at work.
Who was that?
Just someone at work.
Are you talking at work? Yeah. Okay. I thought we were talking about stuff and like questions like that.
They forced me into a corner.
Yeah, but conversations like that, I was usually come through me. Well,
anyway,
who is this you've been talking to?
Well, his name's Tim. It was part of a wider group conversation.
Anyway. No, it's fine. Carry on.
Okay. So Richard Hammond. Bit of vibes going around the studio at the moment. Someone's got some issues.
Oh, there's no vibes.
Oh, I told you about him. Anyway, look, we've got a guest.
Hello.
Let's go through your team, Deep. I mean, we've had the quiz. We've talked about some issues. I mean, you're obviously in seventh place at the moment.
Position.
And
yeah.
I mean, we've got the transfer auction coming up. Are you planning on strengthening, or are you happy with your team?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I should give away too many secrets.
I've got a few.
Overall, I mean, as a non-auction player, I think that's a good enough team.
I mean, you've got quite a handy little team there.
I have got a very nice team.
I mean, Lauren has got you 0 points, but he's back at Portsmouth now.
He's playing
with
us,
points will start to come in.
Hopefully, yeah.
And the only other worry is probably David.
On
zero, but...
He's not got any points for me.
He's recently transferred, hasn't he?
Well, you know, I'll have to think about that. There's still another week left.
Who's going to go for Deeks?
I would rather not say anything at the moment because I don't want to, you know, sort of talk about players where, you know, we've got a game up this weekend or next weekend.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Next week's game.
He's carries on. He's brilliant. Go on, carry on.
Have you got any more cliches for us, Deep?
Not really, no. I'm happy with my team, you know, we'll just see what happens.
It's a game of two hours.
You know, there's still, 14 more games to go, so, you know, we'll just see how it goes.
Yeah, 14 more games to go. there is 14 more games.
Where were you in the... I noticed you weren't in the cup draw.
I got knocked out first round.
First round?
Yeah, you did.
I did, but there wasn't much...
First leg, he beat you 6-3. Oh, yeah.
There wasn't much...
You actually beat him.
Yeah,
8-6.
He only beat you by
1 point.
Point.
That's the way it goes sometimes in football.
He
sounds like a proper manager, doesn't
he? Well, that's the way it goes. I wouldn't name my team. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's the way it goes. You know.
So you're on the manager circuit. I mean,
sorry to do this. I'm just going to get a lager. I'm going to get a Foster's. Foster's the amber nectar.
Yeah. I mean, we should mention there are other brands of lager out there equally as good as Foster's. That's right, Foster's are the best.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, I'm going to the fridge to get the Foster's tea.
Oh, that one.
The amber nectar.
If you could get refreshments for our guests and your co-chair, that would be good.
Okay, how many, you all want one? Here's a Foster's.
There's a Foster's for you.
The amber nectar.
Foster's.
The amber nectar sounds like a robot. Terminator versus the amber nectar.
Amber nectar.
What's that?
Either way, we're all...
Are you sacrificing me some kind of goat?
So, Steve, I mean, you're obviously heavily involved with all the Managers Network and all the charity
work. What does that even mean?
Charity work.
And,
I'm doing
charity work. Yeah. What charity
are you supporting? Well, I do a lot of children. Charities, but
I'm very heavily involved. Yeah, so if we phone up Bananas now, they endorse that claim, would they? I mean, we do get some people on here that claim to do charity work, you check it out.
To be fair, you've already said that it keeps our first guest.
Yeah.
So, you're saying that we have a lot of people on here saying this and that.
They've been rather rich.
It's almost fraudulent.
Oh, I just blew myself.
Bernardo's, I'm very involved. Yeah. I do a lot of charity work with the county young area.
Yes. The kids are important.
They are.
Do you like kids?
I like kids, yeah.
Biblically?
That's the future of
my planet. Not denying it, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, so
like a chimney sweep.
I have all the managers. Who do you say you most get on with?
You can't pick this up on the radio, but they just give me the middle finger. It's good to have you.
I'd say that of all the managers you're involved with, you see on a day-to-day basis, who do you get on with most?
Professionals and everything. You know, I think, you know, there's always a professional relationship with all the managers, and
we have a cartery after the game.
Who's your favourite? Well, the referee. Who's your favourite? Do you not think there's one fellow who just like gives you that extra edge? You think, you look on the referee team sheet. Yes, we've got Fabio Colina. You don't think that?
I've always been a great man.
Who's the Don Cazar?
Obviously, say
Don Cazar. Oh, referees. No, we're about
you got a little song for us?
I don't have a little song for you. Maybe later on. But what were you on about earlier on?
We're talking about the managers and who you respect.
Yeah, I'll respect all the managers.
I mean, who's your Neil Warnock? Drive Ballard's Fantasy League.
Sorry.
Who's your Neil Warnock?
Who's my Neil Warnock? I already don't have a wheel on a stick.
He doesn't have a wheel Warnock or a steel Warnock.
Well, Steve Warnock, I'm from
Manchester. Okay. Steve Warnock. Neil Warnock. He's a Neil Warnock.
That's your fault.
Oh, no.
That's your fault. Who's my Neil Warnock? Warnock, I think.
Yeah, Neil Warnock's your Neil Warnock. Okay.
I think Damo is pretty much a proper
Neil Warnock.
Yeah.
A bit wild, a bit unpredictable.
Of course he is. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say that.
No.
I like to say I've got all respect for all my managers. I really can't do that.
So there is dirt dish,
possibly.
Okay, you said enough.
Yeah. Okay, Deep's legal advisors are now giving me the wink, so we'll leave that subject there.
I thought we'll leave any more questions regarding managers.
Yeah.
We won't answer those anymore.
Okay, I mean, you've been in the Fantasy League now for quite a number of years. I mean, you won the Cup in 2004, was it? 2005?
I think, yeah, I won it, yeah.
In fact, you beat myself in the final, I seem to remember.
It was a good game.
I mean, what are your memories of that day?
Memories? It's my first proper cup with the Stroud Fantasy Football League. Obviously, it's a very massive pleasure. Yeah, it's a very, very good, very good performance, very good day, and really good day out.
And it was a star performance that day. Take us back.
I can't remember. I can't remember.
Oh, you're so funny. You're so professional.
I can't remember my team from back then, but I think yeah, they all perform. I've got to consult the
Well, I mean, we can,
you know, the brochures or programs for the previous year, so I'll let you know.
Okay. I mean, so my co-star is just having a bit of a moment out there. I mean, so it was 2004 that you won the cup,
yeah,
I think, and yeah, that was your first and only bit of silverware, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what are your hopes for this season? I mean, what do you realistically expect? Pretty, you're out of the cup.
I'm out of the cup, but you know, considering the team I've got, and I wasn't there at the auction, I'm happy with the team that I've got, and we'll just see how it pans up here. Yeah, it'll be nice to win a trophy, but. You know,
I mean, just
I'm looking for a higher position than I had last season, because in a sort of way I was disappointed with missing out on all the UEFA stuff. So
the UEFA stuff. we seem to have some chaffa cakes on the scene. Would you like to share this, Ryan? I mean. Let's go back to that 2004
if
you can get into what? What was the name of your team that year? Bish Bash Bosh, I believe it was, wasn't it?
Fantasitas?
Revolution. Revolution, that's what.
Obviously the Fantasy Football Cup is long gone now, so, you know. My main target for the season is UEFA. I really want to get to UEFA.
UEFA? You think Platini being elected will restrict your chances? Oh, obviously, yeah. Trying to reduce the number of places.
Well, it's in the SPFL. I don't even know him. I want to
be playing
in football
colours.
He's claiming
going back to Platini, there's a lot.
Carry on, Dick. If we can go back to Platini, I mean, if that cocksucker does prevent you from getting into the UEFA the Cup,
well,
what are you going to do to him? You see him walking down the street. If we can just keep it together for a minute, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't want to cause any more controversy. Platini, he talks a lot, you know, he's all that, but I'm not a big fan of his. I think he's, you know, pretty overrated. He shouldn't be in that position, and you know, I'm sure my fellow managers will back me up on that.
So you think the extra place for the UEFA Cup will be hopefully sustained?
Well,
this season at least, and going forward.
Yeah, I mean, that's something for us managers to talk about, and, you know.
How regularly do you meet with the other managers? I mean, is it a planned thing, or is there some sort of formal dinner, or...
Is it
clandestine? Do you all meet
after every game, we'll meet up. You know, we'll have some food after the game. We'll have a little chat, and that's that.
What sort of food do you have?
Nachos, definitely.
Definitely nachos.
I knew it.
No, we'll have a few chips. We'll have a pint of beer, that's it.
Pint of beer. Okay. I'd just like to thank you for coming along today, Dee. It's been a pleasure. It's been a real insight into the mind of the manager.
It's been a pleasure being here.
So, congratulations. We hope all goes well for the future.
Thank you.
We'll hope to see you again soon.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you. Kevin
James, thank you. It's a pleasure. And, I'd just like to say, good luck to all the managers for the remainder of the season. Yeah, it's going to be a tough haul. And, good luck to you all.
Thank you and good night, everyone.